The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 1st of April, 2008. April Fool's Day, which some people say began in France in 1582, when the Gregorian calendar replaced the Julian calendar, and New Year's Day would fall on January the 1st instead of April the 1st. But some people did not get up to speed right away, and people who still celebrated New Year's on April 1st came to be known as April Fools. 1977, The Guardian of London published a 7-page supplement on April Fool's Day commemorating the anniversary of the independence of Sans Serif, a completely imaginary small island nation located in the Indian Ocean, where lived the descendants of European settlers who had colonized the nation. They were referred to as colons, and their offspring were semi-colons. Many people believed the story and flooded The Guardian with calls for more information, including travel agents and airline companies. And on this day in 1992, National Public Radio announced that Richard Nixon was running for president again. They had a Nixon impersonator, Rich Little, come on the air and give a speech in which he said, "I didn't do anything wrong and I won't do it again." Many people called in to express their indignation. It's the birthday of the man who gave us Cyrano de Bergerac, the playwright Edmond Rostand, born in Marseille, France, 1868. The play was first produced in 1897 and was immediately popular. Cyrano de Bergerac, the most dashing, brave, romantic man in France, composes sonnets while he's fighting duels, but he has the largest nose anyone has ever seen, and because of it, he decides that he can never win over Roxanne, the love of his life. It's the birthday of the novelist Francine Prose, born in Brooklyn, 1947, author of Jude the Pious, 1973, a novel based on Hasidic folklore about a rabbi who tries to convince the king of Poland to reinstate Jewish burial rituals. Most recent book is the nonfiction book Reading Like a Writer, a guide for people who love books and for those who want to write them. And it's the birthday of the pianist and composer Sergei Rachmaninoff, born in Novgorod, Russia, 1873, escaped from Russia just before the revolution. He was a tall man. Igor Stravinsky called him a 6.5-foot scowl, and his hands were so big a hand could span an interval of 13 keys on the piano. When Vladimir Horowitz arrived in New York City, he and Rachmaninoff went down into the basement of Steinway & Sons and played Rachmaninoff's 3rd piano concerto together, and that was the beginning of their friendship. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by Gary Johnson entitled Montana. A great many small failures have brought me to this dark room, where, against the teachings of the church, I lie in the forgiving dark with you, and we kiss and loosen our clothing and feel the hot urge toward nakedness, man's natural destination, the slow unbuttoning, unclasping, until at last we lie revealed, the fine sensation of you on my skin, a slender woman as vast as Montana, and I am now heading west on a winding road through the dark contours of mountains and into a valley, coming to rest in a meadow that I recognize as yours. This is what I drove across North Dakota to find, this sweet nest, and put all my failed life behind. A poem entitled Montana by Gary Johnson, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.